Hey, Gina Kaufman here. It's our annual pizza show. Every year on KCUR's Central Standard, we do a pizza show, and the big news in pizza a couple years back was that Kansas City finally had a Neapolitan-style pizza officially certified as such by the city of Naples in Italy. Okay, I get why we are excited about a type of pizza originating in Italy. Pizza is Italian, but for all this talk of Neapolitan pizza and New York-style, Chicago-style, St. Louis-style pizza, what about Kansas City-style? Is there even such a thing? Well, two chefs in Lee's Summit say Kansas City-style pizza is a thing because they invented it. Let's check it out with KCUR intern Salisa Kalakal.
At Longbow Restaurant in Lee's Summit, there's a hot pizza coming out of the oven. At the receiving end is Jason Eggers.
Got that crispiness underneath. You hear a crunch when you cut it.
This soft crunch is part of what Jason says makes this pizza uniquely Kansas City.
This is Kansas City style pizza. We really haven't seen it anywhere else other than, you know, typical Chicago style.
Now, don't be alarmed if you've never heard about this before. These guys only created this recipe a few years ago. We'll hear more about this in a few minutes. But first, how Jason met his pizza collaborator, Aaron Mulder.
I'd worked at a couple pizza places in my past. One of my first jobs out of culinary school was working wood-fired pizzas and fine dining establishment in California.
Jason then moved to Kansas City in 2011, and he met Aaron when they both started working at Westport Ale House.
So at that point, you know, we were playing with some pizza and stuff then. The idea had not even come about that we were ever going to do pizza at that point. Like, that wasn't even on the table. It wasn't even a thought.
That is, until Aaron called Jason to check out a space opening up in Lee's Summit.
I would say between us saying, yeah, let's do a pizza restaurant, to us having our first open day, was under
like 3 months.
Yeah, under 3 months.
Unlike Jason, Aaron had a different path to cooking.
Always liked to cook when I was growing up. I was the oldest sibling and had to watch my younger siblings a lot. So it was a lot of learning how to cook by needing to cook, you know, that sort of thing. Kind of like Jason, once the bug bites you, you just kind of, that's it.
Jason and Aaron approached their Kansas City style pizza with a chef's eye. From the start, they knew exactly what they wanted the end result to be.
I came in going like, crispy crust. I want crispy crust.
So what even makes Kansas City style pizza so different from other regional pies? Well, it's really not much, but it's enough to warrant a distinction. First, there's mixing the dough.
I got my water, and there's nothing really fancy about this crust recipe necessarily. It's the things you'd expect from any other pizza crust: water, yeast, salt, sugar, and oil.
After that, the dough sits overnight so it can grow, or proof, to about 6 to 7 inches. Then comes the stretching, which is when Aaron quickly slaps the dough from one hand to another to thin it out.
This is your hand toss slap method. I'm trying to keep the consistency of the dough even.
Next comes the toppings. On this pizza, they're putting down sausage, onions, bell peppers, mushrooms braised in beer, black olives, and pepperoni.
We put our cheese down first before any toppings goes down.
Now, you might have noticed that, unlike most pizza, Aaron and Jason don't put sauce on the dough before the cheese. Instead, they put it on top.
That on top is going to kind of spread out throughout the pizza. What it does when you eat the pizza is you can actually pick it up and all your toppings will slide off.
The pizza is baked this way for about 5 minutes, close to 600 degrees, which is hotter than normal for pizza. Once it comes out of the oven, Jason brushes an olive oil, garlic, and herb mixture onto the crust to really add some flavor. And that is what he calls a Kansas City-style pizza.
So, like I said, the sauce on top kind of gives it that Chicago pie effect where, like, flavor goes all the way down through it. The toppings stay on there. You know, you don't have to fold a piece. Pieces support themselves and stay up when you eat it. It's got that crispiness on the bottom.
3 years after opening the restaurant, Jason and Aaron are still churning out their signature Kansas City-style pizza.
Out here on the edge of Lee's Summit, we love what we're doing.
That was Jason Eggers. He and his business partner, Aaron Mulder, claim to have invented a Kansas City-style pizza at Longbell in Lee's Summit. They spoke with intern Salisa Kalakal here at KCUR. So remember that Neapolitan-style pizza I mentioned before, the one that's been endorsed by the city of Naples? That's what they serve at Il Lazzarone in the city market. Our next guest used to make the pizza there. He went on to become the head chef at a fine dining spot in Midtown after that, but he could never leave pizza behind, at least not completely. He's kept hosting pizza dinners from his home, and he's going to help us sort out what makes one style of pizza different from another. Brent Gunnels, welcome to our pizza show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you just can't quit pizza, can you?
No. I mean, it's in my blood. It's growing up, my mom more or less started to hate pizza because I ate it so much, because I wanted it so much. She kept telling me I'd turn into a pepperoni because I ate it so much, essentially.
What is it about pizza that even the finest cuisine just cannot satisfy in the same way?
To me, pizza is essentially the perfect open-faced sandwich. It's a vehicle where you can put anything you can imagine on it, and it'll still be delicious. It'll still satisfy.
Explain the whole Neapolitan-style pizza thing they're doing at Il Lazzarone, where you used to work.
So there's a lot of rules involved with that, and the biggest thing is the oven has to be from Naples. The bricks come from the soil from the base of Mount Vesuvius. Along with that,
just a minor detail.
Yeah, it just very
you
small.
You just need these certain bricks from the base of Mount Vesuvius. Otherwise, like, it's just...
Right, right. And the tomatoes have to come from there as well. They have to be certified from there. The back stone of the oven needs to maintain a 900-degree temperature at all times, which is... can be very difficult if it's not a very well-built oven. Fortunately, at Laz, they got a great oven, really well-insulated. So it's not too difficult to really maintain that high temperature. And one of the other key things, the pizza has to cook between 60 and 90 seconds.
So in general, I am very intrigued by what makes a specific kind of pizza so closely linked with a particular geographic spot, not just a region, but a city. What do you know about the history of how that style of pizza became so intertwined with the identity of Naples and, like, to a proprietary degree?
Well, so Il Lazzarone, actually, the name itself is... means pizza bum. So it started in the streets of Naples. It was a street food. So someone would set up an oven and make the dough, you know, at their house or whatever, come and bring it to the oven on the streets, and that was more or less the street food of Naples 500, 600 years ago.
You know, I mean, so it originated with a city's culture as opposed to someone there made it and said, like, I proclaim it Neapolitan.
Right, right, right. So, yeah, that's why the certification process has all those, you know, those strict rules, because everything has to come from Naples in order for it to be Neapolitan.
So is that basically how it happens with U.S. cities that have their own style pizzas, or is that different, like a defining pizza style? Because I guess I'm curious, like, does some traveler show up in a city where they've been just, like, gradually coming to make pizza differently and say, like, I've never had this pizza before. I hereby pronounce it Boston-style pizza. Or is it like we just heard in this story from Lee Summit, someone puts an original spin on a pizza and they kind of, like, go for it. Like, okay, this is Kansas City style. Let's see if this takes off.
Yeah, I think with Naples, there's a huge history with that. So there's a lot of, social acceptance as to why that is the true style of that region. I mean, because really, you know, when you know you talk about food, like being authentically Mexican or authentically Chinese, you know, there's not really a true authentic.
People do things differently, within one city.
Right. And, I mean, like, true authenticism really just comes from, you know, like, your grandma's cooking, essentially. You know, it's like, my grandma cooked Mexican food this way, and this is authentic.
My grandma poured chicken a la king out of a can this way, and it's authentic.
Right, right. I think as far as styles of pizza are concerned, I think it's just more like a regional popularity or an acceptance nowadays. because there isn't really that much history involved yet.
So let's get into some of the really like widely accepted styles of pizza, and then we'll get back to this whole Kansas City style pizza concept in a moment. So Chicago style pizza, what is it? What are its charms?
Well, I mean, Chicago style is pretty much everything that you could think of when you think of a pie. I mean, it really is a pie, you know. It's got kind of a flaky crust. It's super deep. It's kind of like what they were talking about earlier, but putting the sauce on top. And it's just so insanely substantial. I mean, you have one slice and you're set.
In theory.
In theory. Right, right. It's definitely not a session pizza, if you will.
So would St. Louis style be almost the opposite?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Explain what St. Louis style is. That is all about the crust, and it's all about a thin crust.
Right, along with the Provel cheese. That's a big determining factor with that. And for a long time, I really had a really hard time with it. The cheese just has this mouthfeel that just really coats your mouth, and it's almost, it can be off-putting if you're not used to it.
The description sounds off-putting.
Yeah. I find I might get a lot of hate for it, but I love pineapple on St. Louis style pizza.
Explain.
The acidity helps cut through that mouthfeel to where it doesn't coat your mouth as much. So it's not like drinking milk, you know what I mean? Like it has that weird, thick milk kind of feel in your mouth. And if I have something acidic, it helps break that up and it makes it more palatable. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy it with pineapple.
Where in town do they do a St. Louis style pizza that you think like is like going to give you the best example of it that you can find?
I mean, honestly, Emo's does a great job. I mean, they used to be in Westport. Apparently, they weren't doing very good business because they're not there anymore. I'm not sure exactly why they moved. But outside of that, I mean, there used to be a place out in Shawnee that old... man, what was it called? I can't remember what it's called right now. But it just closed down recently as well. Honestly, in Kansas City, I haven't found one that has a true reflection of St. Louis style, but Minsky's actually does a pretty good job.
So what about like Detroit-style pizza? I had not heard of that until recently, but once it was described to me, I realized that I had it plenty of times.
Yeah. Detroit is, it seems like it's really on the, it's getting really popular. I'm a big Reddit user, and I see people using or making Detroit-style pizzas all the time.
So this is a popular thing on the social media platform Reddit?
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
It's gaining a lot of popularity. I think mostly because of the approachability of it, because you're not having to have any sort of special technique with stretching it. Really, you can do it in your own oven at home. One of the big key factors, though, is you need a black pan. It's like it's a sheet tray that's black, which is going to conduct more heat and create the crispy outer layer of the crust. You
and
know,
this
like
is
on the
like
bottom.
A rectangular pizza, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a sheet tray pizza. But the two defining qualities of that first of all is the cheese. The cheese goes all the way out to the crust and creates like you know that crispy cheese crust. Around the edge on top of the actual bread crust. Along with that, there's a crispy layer on the bottom. So it's slightly doughy, but it has a crispness to it, more similar to focaccia.
This is going to sound incredibly strange, I fear, but is this kind of like a dude pizza?
A dude pizza?
Yeah. Feels kind of like a dude pizza to me, and I say this despite hating gender generalizations, but it feels sort of like, and maybe like you talking about Reddit is part of what made me feel this way, but it seems mm-hmm. like there's something like either maybe kind of macho about this pizza. Am I just having weird associations?
I don't know. Maybe. That is definitely a pizza that you want some beer with. You know, I mean, it's not a wine kind of pizza for sure. If you like a lot of cheese, it's really great. I mean, my first experience with it was about 20, nah, yeah, 15 years ago, we'll say. Domino's, actually. They used to have a Detroit-style pizza, and they're actually based out of Detroit. I found out that later, looking into it a little bit. So I thought that was really interesting.
So what about New York style pizza, which I feel like people don't usually say quite that way. I feel like it's usually like, I want a slice of New York pizza or a New York slice or something. The slice is a big part of what that is. It's the slice you get at a counter folded up on a paper plate and that you walk with. So rather than sitting around a pie.
Right. So what's interesting about there's a connection between New York style pizza and Neapolitan pizza, you know. What I imagine, you know, there's an Italian community that kind of migrated over to it, to New York. And once they came over, they more or less wanted to develop a different style. And traditionally in Naples, when you eat a pizza, you use a knife and fork, or you fold it in quarter. You quarter it in folds. So essentially a New York style pizza slice is a quartered Neapolitan pizza. If you know what I mean? Like they're both like walking pizza street foods, right? The biggest defining factor on New York style pizza though, is mostly the size. Generally, like large pizzas are around 18 inches. The pizzeria I worked at in Brooklyn, we made slices out of, 22-inch pies. Essentially, you just want it big enough to where a slice is going to be substantial enough to, you know, to be a meal.
How do all of these American pizzas we've talked about differ from Italian pizza, generally speaking?
Well, a lot of it has to do with, I feel that as far as American style pizzas, a lot of places kind of force things to work, like adding sugar to the dough. That just expedites the yeast and helps the proofing process not take as much time.
So it's a time-saving thing and not a taste-benefiting thing or whatever.
Right. And like with Italian style, from what I've learned and from my perspective, it's more about allowance. It's more about allowing the ingredients to shine, letting the dough develop, get those flavors, letting everything do its part and not rush it into something.
Okay, before we move away from pizza styles, is there a style that people really should know about that has not come up?
No, I mean, honestly, not that I've found. I will say I think Kansas City style is kind of like a cross between St. Louis and hand-tossed. I think it's more on the thinner side.
Are you saying Kansas City sort of style sort of generically, or are you referring back to the story we just heard about the guys who claimed to have
generically
invented it?
Okay,
generically. So like just, what you generally see in Kansas City.
Yeah. And this is just observation. You know, this is not any truth. I mean, there's no like serious truth to it. This is
you're just a guy with a theory.
Right. And I feel mostly like, I don't know if you've ever experienced Mazio's. Have you ever been to Mazio's?
No.
I love Mazio's. I used to grow up eating that. I grew up in Harrisonville. They're kind of a small town chain. There's a few here and there still around. But it's a thinner style, kind of like Pizza Shop. Have you had Pizza Shop?
No.
Okay. So Pizza Shop's also a thinner style. Their styles are very similar. It's kind of like it's a thin crust, but it's not flat like a cracker. There's some airiness to it, and it has a ridge around the outside, like you would expect a crust to have on a slice. So it's kind of this weird in the middle, hand-tossed thin crust, kind of crackery, but it's more flaky. There's a little bit more chew to it.
And you think this is what Kansas City generally kind of does?
Yeah. I mean, Kelly's definitely does that. And I've
had that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Joe's by the Slice. Sorry. Everybody's had that, I'm sure. Or at least a large majority of the population has had that one if you live in Kansas City. And I think that kind of has that style. I mean, it's not extremely fancy or wild, but it's good.
Brett Gunnels, thanks so much for taking us on this pizza odyssey. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Up next, we need you to help us find the best pizza in Kansas City or within driving distance. That's also acceptable. How far it is reasonable to drive for good pizza is up to you. Call 816-235-2888 with your vote for best pizza and be ready to explain why. 816-235-2888. This is KCUR's Central Standard. We're back. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR Central Standard, and we're talking pizza all day long because we love it. You can call 816-235-2888 to get the pizza you love on our official list, the 2019 edition of Best Pizzas in Kansas City at KCUR.org. But when you call, you are going to need to tell us about that pizza you're recommending in mouth-watering detail. We will be waiting. The food critics are here to get us started. Mary Block, Jenny Vergara, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We have also got a guest critic today. He Instagrams about food in Kansas City, Cossum Hardaway, or as he likes to say, Cossum rhymes with awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So is there anything anyone wants to establish about their own personal pizza tendencies? Like, for example, one of my coworkers, who shall remain nameless, says she doesn't like veggies on pizza because it makes the pizza watery. So if she were on this panel, this would be her chance to make that position just generally known and understood from the outset.
Well, when I go get pizza for the first time from somewhere, I get the margarita, the simplest that shows off the individual ingredients. And if
so
they
this is like when you go get sushi, you get the egg. It's a similar thing. You're supposed to try like the basic. Anyway, go on.
We'll exactly. Stick with pizza. Okay.
The standard.
But the standard. So the margarita has just the simple tomato sauce, good mozzarella, basil, and if the crust is good, you're going to be able to taste it.
And then you know if you like the pizza and the approach to pizza, or if it's just like some novelty in the toppings that is
exactly
wooing you.
Yep, exactly.
Gotcha. Any other pizza particularities?
I would say that whatever crust type you prefer tells people where you grew up. I mean, pizza is ultimately, at the end of the day, a comfort food. And so whatever pizza type you tend to gravitate toward is probably what you ate in your childhood or probably what you enjoyed mostly. In my case, I grew up, my first job at 16 was working in a local pizza parlor that served crispy, thin crust pizza with just traditional toppings. It was just pizza parlor pizza. And that is still to this day what I gravitate toward when I think of pizza. So,
well, I would take exception to that because I'm from St. Louis and I'm not a fan of St. Louis style pizza. That Provel cheese, which is a blend of provolone. And
you may stay. You may stay.
So maybe you just like were overexposed to your local pizza.
Maybe so, but it is not my favorite kind. I think the cheese just is off-putting.
All right. The St. Louis native distancing herself from
yes.
the St. Louis style pizza.
I hope I don't get much hate mail now.
You're speaking in Kansas City. I think you're safe. Cossum?
Yeah, I have to agree with Mary. I always try to get the simplest pizza, whether that be the margarita or a cheese pizza, to really test the quality of the ingredients. And whenever I go to a pizza place, that's where I start. And then I kind of move out from there. So I like to see if it's good cheese, good herbs, good crust. And that really tells me a lot about a pizzeria.
Okay, so this year we are kind of breaking down our recommendations by crust style, but I want to start just by talking about the places all three of you recommended. There are two of them by my count, Providence Pizza and 1889. Start us off talking about Providence Pizza, Jenny.
So Providence Pizza obviously has been located kind of way south for a while.
Grandview.
In Grandview, thank you so much. And now they have a new location inside of Parlor, which is the food hall in the Crossroads. So I think that's why they're so up and coming. But really, when they moved into Parlor, they were required to come up with kind of a new pizza style. And Detroit pizza is kind of taking over the country's imagination at the moment. It is kind of the pizza style du jour. And they're doing it there. And it's just basically a square pizza style. So it's made in basically a blue steel pan, which is why Detroit was kind of famous for it, right? The Steel City and all
that.
Yeah,
we were just hearing about that from Brent Gunnels.
Right. So square pizza, but they have a delicious red sauce on top, fresh basil. Again, it's kind of a more Mary pizza and just a little bit of ricotta cheese, a little bit of mozzarella, and it's delicious. But the crispy, thin, kind of the crispy crunch around the outside that pan gives, and they emphasize that even more with a little bit of cheese, I would tell you. So yeah, Providence Pizza is certainly a favorite of mine, but I love that Detroit-style pizza at Parlor.
If you go to the original one on Grandview and wait till 5 o'clock, they also do a Neapolitan style, which I like. But they also do New York style, and at the Parlor you can get it by the slice or a whole pie.
I think they do Sicilian, too.
They do. Yeah. That's my personal favorite, so I guess we all have
different
favorites from Providence.
Okay, tell us about it, because we have not yet heard about what Sicilian style is. So first establish that.
So Sicilian style is also square cut. The dough is a bit more spongy and thick. So the outside of the crust is crispy while the inside is more spongy, like focaccia almost.
This sounds, if I may, like Chicago meets Detroit.
Yeah,
No.
Nope. I'm going to stop making theories.
Well, Gina's going to make her own pie up.
Yeah. I really like that style of pizza, and they have a specific one. It's called Federal Hill, and it's actually a place in Rhode Island, in Providence, Rhode Island. But anyway, it's sort of like the meat lovers pizza to go to. It has Italian sausage, pepperoni, sliced meatballs, and bacon. And I think it just works well with that thicker style crust because it helps balance out all of that meat. I love all meats on my pizza, so it's a perfect pizza for me.
And it sounds like that's a crust that would hold it up.
Yeah, holds up very well.
And with Sicilian, the toppings are actually pushed into the dough. So Ooh. That sets it apart a little bit mm-hmm. from the Detroit style.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like you can get just about any type of pizza at Providence.
They do a wide variety. I mean, that's one of the reasons I think so many people love them. Depending on what kind of style of pizza you want, they've got it. The thing about Sicilian style and Detroit style is that they're both cut into square pieces, so we should mention that as well. It's not a triangle or a wedge. It's square. Mm-hmm.
And everyone here is recommending 1889. Mary, kick us off on that.
Okay, well, that is a traditional Neapolitan style, which uses the 00 flour. This is a fast casual place. You go through, you order, they bring it to your table, you take a number. You can get drinks, you can get a salad. But again, I typically go for the margarita. And what I love about the pizza there is that the crust is charred, but still chewy.
Let's talk to a couple of our callers, and then we're going to get back to our lists, and we'll hear about everyone else's orders also at 1889, but we're getting to have a pretty full switchboard, so I want to start moving on these calls at 816-235-2888. Let's talk with Sherry in Shawnee. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about?
Tim's Pizza in Independence.
Is that Jim's or Tim's? I'm sorry.
Tim with a T.
Okay, go on.
Yes, family-owned. Owners are great. Pizza's amazing. Family atmosphere. It's just the best in town.
Can you describe the pizza that you order, what you order, and why it stands out from other pizzas in your mind?
Yes, the crust is just right. It's not too thick. It's not too thin. It's not cracker. It's got a bite to it. And we like the meat, and there's lots of meat. And then they use a three cheese blend that they came up with, mozzarella, provolone, and cheddar.
And so, that's, you say it's on 40 Highway.
Yeah, old 40 Highway, almost to 470 in Independence.
All right, cool. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
And now let's talk with Michael in Ottawa. Hi, Michael.
Good morning. I think Papa Kino's pizza in Lawrence is the most amazing pizza I've had around here. It's got a somewhat thin crust that is not crackery under the toppings, but the edges of it seem to balloon up and are often bubbled and hollow, a little bit, not quite charred, but a little bit brown. And you know how most people eat a triangle of pizza from the apex first?
From the apex. Nice vocab.
Yeah, I eat this pizza from the crust end first. And I never leave that round of crust that a lot of people don't eat when they eat a pizza. The crust is the best part. The toppings are good too. I usually have white pizza.
But wait.
And it's...
So the crust is your favorite part, but you eat it first?
Well, the part
like,
that
that's such
have,
a bummer. You yeah. don't. Why wouldn't you want that last?
I don't know.
You've stumped him.
I'm a believer in the perfect last bite. Anyway, Michael, Papa Kino's pizza in Lawrence is your fave? And it's because of the crust mostly, it sounds like. What do you order there?
I order a white pizza, anchovies, Italian sausage, basil, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. It's well, Michael, good. Thank you for this call. People who like that kind of thing might give Papa Kino's a try. Anyone else want to weigh in on Papa Kino's?
Only that there's several locations here in Kansas City as well.
Crossroads and Westport, and they've got a giant pizza. If you've got a lot of people to fill, they have a huge, huge, one of the biggest pizzas I think we probably have in Kansas City. You literally have to lay down your back seat to stick it in there.
The Bronx has a 30-inch,
if you've got a party, this is the place to go.
Okay, so we were talking about 1889 before we cut away to some calls at 816-235-2888, and we heard Mary talking about 1889. Kasim, Jenny, what do you want to add about what Mary already had to say?
I want to move back a little bit on Neapolitan style pizza. I actually had it for the first time here in Kansas City at 1889, and I happened to go in while one of the owners were there, and they kind of explained how strict the criteria is for making Neapolitan style pizza. You mentioned the O or double O flour, which references the ash content because it's from a certain area in Italy, as well as the tomatoes, the San Marzano tomatoes, which is very specific, very specific type of mozzarella. So it's really, really high quality ingredients that is going into this very simple pizza. So I had a great experience the first time I went, and I also got the margherita pizza. And I really, really loved it.
All right. 1889. Anything to add, Jenny?
I think the key with Neapolitan pizza in general is the less toppings, the better. This is not a crust that you want to mound up all of your sausage and pepperoni and layers of veg. This is very simple. So that's why I think the margherita pizza shines just so brightly. But I'll say one other thing about 1889, and what I really appreciate is they have a gorgeous dining room. Very classy. Beautiful chandelier, well appointed. They have a nice patio. They're centrally located, and they're doing this incredible Neapolitan style pizza. I like their green eggs and ham pizza. That's the one I always, when my son and I go in, that's what we tend to gravitate toward. And they have lovely, nice little glass of wine you can enjoy with a salad, all of that. So
let's see. I am a little surprised by what I don't see on either on anybody's lists today, some of the heavy hitters in town like Waldo and Minsky's. Were those too obvious, or are there other things that you think we should be really looking into?
They are old-time favorites for sure. They just aren't where I would gravitate.
So I would be there all day long. You know, that's what I would call kind of hometown pizza parlor pizza. I would put Old Shawnee in that category. I would put Minsky's in that category. Places that came up out of Kansas City that have just traditional crusts, you know, deep dish, thin crust, whatever you like, with toppings that you prefer. So I always appreciate Minsky's pizza for sure. Old Shawnee is another favorite of mine because I like the cracker thin crust.
And then let's see. Mary and Jenny, for New York style pizza, you are both recommending Johnny Joe's?
Yes. It's West Plaza. There's not much room to eat in. They do a big carryout business, and you can get New York style pizza by the pie or by the slice. And the distinguishing characteristic, really, it from Neapolitan, aside from the fact they don't have to meet the same standards, is that while it's thin, it's sturdier, so you can fold it. And they do a really nice job there with it.
And so what else? Jenny, what do you order there?
You know, it's one of those things where the foldability of a New York pizza slice is what distinguishes it. It's a large piece. It is almost mandatory that you fold it. But I have to tell you, I have found myself folding almost all my pizza slices these days. And I don't know what that's about, but maybe it's because I like the crust the best. Mm-hmm. So I need crust going in and crust coming out. I don't know. But yeah, New York style pizza is kind of its own beast. And we have several. I mean, DeBronx is another place to mention for sure. But Johnny Joe's does a really good job because he's using high quality ingredients. He's selling by the slice, or you can go ahead and call in and order a pie, which I would recommend you do because it does take time for him to make a pie from scratch. And there's not really a whole lot of places to sit around and wait. So if you're going to order a whole pie, call it in. But if you're a New York slice lover or pizza lover, this is the place to go.
Johnny Joe's.
Johnny Joe's.
Kasim, tell me about Italian Delight.
Yeah, so that's actually my favorite place to go to in Kansas City for New York style. They have two locations. One is in Mission and one is on State Avenue. But it's both locations are very humble kind of pizzerias that remind me of growing up in New Jersey, just a hop and a skip away from New York. What I ordered there is the large cheese pizza crispy. And so it's a bit crispier than the traditional New York style, which when you fold it, there's a bit more cracking and breaking, which I really like. And you have almost like a charredness to the bottom of the crust. But whenever I first moved to Kansas City, it was the first pizzeria I went to, and it was just like being back in New Jersey. So I really appreciated it.
It took you not just to a style of pizza, but to the place where you were used to eating it.
Yeah, the interior is very similar looking to kind of, I don't want to say hole in the wall, but more humble, casual pizzerias in New York City.
So what do you recommend ordering at Italian Delight?
So the large cheese pizza, again, I really like the simple things, but get it crispy. So you have that kind of almost chewier crust and that break apart when you fold it.
I've heard the same thing, that ordering it crispy is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny, you also like that place.
I do like that place. I like that it's family run. I mean, mm-hmm. it feels like a little family run Italian spot, and they do all kinds of pastas as well. I mean, pizza is just one of the many things that they do there. But pizza's really, really good, and I haven't had crispy yet, but I want it.
Spin also is New York style, and Jenny, you're recommending Spin.
Yeah, I like Spin. You know, Spin's one of those, another local lovely pizzeria. And I think everything about Spin I enjoy. I don't know that I would put them in the New York pizza category, maybe more Neapolitan style. But, you know, Michael Smith had a hand in the original menu. It's got salads, sandwiches, a lovely wine list. I mean, there's nothing not to like about pizza or Spin, excuse me.
And I like that they've got some more unusual toppings. I love the one with onion jam and blue cheese, and those are ingredients you're not going to find all over the city.
Well, you have just a little bit of time to call our show and talk about your favorite pizza at 816-235-2888. I'm Gina Kaufman, and we'll be right back with more pizza. 816-235-2888. We're back. We are talking about pizza on KCUR Central Standard with Jenny Vergara, Mary Block, and Kasim Hardaway. Hi again, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
So we were just talking about Spin Pizza. Mary, keep that convo going.
Well, I think because Spin's been around for a long time, they've just got it figured out. And the crust is always consistent. You know when you go. It's kind of like the Houston's of pizza. You knew when you were going what you would get.
Well, and they recently rolled out cauliflower crust.
Yeah.
So for those people looking for gluten-free options, I know they have a gluten-free crust too, but they also have a separate cauliflower crust.
And somebody mentioned on my Instagram post talk about gluten-free, and Waldo Pizza also has a gluten-free crust.
So, Jenny, tell me about Cult of Pie on the west side. That's a wood-fired pizza crust.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Brent Gunnels, who was on here earlier, he has Cult of Pie, and it's just basically a backyard pizza party, and it's all kind of like stone soup meets pay it forward. So basically you just go to his website and you can sign up to come to one of his backyard pizza parties. He has an apartment that has a pizza oven basically in the backyard. So you just basically sign up, and it's, like I said, it doesn't really cost anything. Everything's donated. If you've been to one of his parties before, you're responsible for bringing the drinks. If you haven't been to one of his parties before, you're responsible for bringing toppings for the pizza. So Cult of Pie, fun new kind of pizza experience, I guess is what I'd call that.
Cool. Well, so that's Brent Gunnels, and he was on the show earlier telling us about all the different styles of pizza out there, mm-hmm. and it sounds like, yeah, he's got quite the party going on there. Mm-hmm. Grinders, Jenny, that's a California-style crust?
I'm using a lot of leeway to call Grinders California-style pizza. It probably isn't technically, but I'm going to go there because what I think about when I think about Grinders are creative toppings. And, you know, he's done kind of all kinds of crazy pizzas that have been featured on television, like the Bengal Tiger, which has like crab meat and Indian spices and all kinds of stuff on it. But I want to talk about the Crossroads pizza because it's got the Grinders Rockin' Red Sauce, cheese, pepperoni, pineapple, spinach, and then black olives divided into four quadrants. Hmm. So it's kind of like a four-season pizza with slices that kind of sit in each of those categories. And it's a beautiful pizza to look at. If you've never seen it, it's like a pizza in a quadrant. But I just like the simplicity of that pizza. And I think it's, you know, California style is really marked by it kind of came out of Berkeley and then kind of by way of LA, and Wolfgang Puck ended up at Spago's, which is how we know California style pizza. But its hallmarks are really basically just fresh seasonal ingredients, creative ingredients. I mean, this is where you put avocado on your pizza. So
but your go-to order there, it sounds like, is a Bengal Tiger.
Well, the Bengal Tiger is kind of their way over the top. I wouldn't put that in maybe the fresh seasonal category.
No.
But I would put the Crossroads pizza for sure in there.
And so, speaking of specialty pizzas, Kasim, you have found a Crab Rangoon pizza, which I have to say, on a normal day, that sounds like a bit much, but I could see there being that day where you have that craving just blindsiding you out of nowhere, and it would be for something like Crab Rangoon pizza.
Yeah, it's definitely a craving pizza. I also suggest eating it with friends. It's rich, so it's not something you want to sit and eat by yourself because you might have
slice
a stomach
after slice.
Ache.
Yeah, this is at Old Shawnee Pizza.
Yes. So yeah, it's one of the oddest pizzas I've found in town. But think, you know, that typical Crab Rangoon filling, but that's made in house with green onions, and they use this like sweet chili sauce, and I think that works well to cut through the creaminess. But I like it. Just don't try and eat it by yourself.
Let's talk to Daniel. Daniel's calling us from Kansas City. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. How about you?
Good.
What are you going to recommend?
Yeah, sorry. So I was actually just went to Artigo the first time on 39th Street this week and got their 39th Street pizza. Really thought it was a kind of a unique pizza, real fluffy, had a ton of toppings kind of packed in the center. And then the crust itself was really fluffy, almost like a breadstick. And we ended up getting some marinara on the side just to kind of enjoy that at the end. But really, really good toppings. And I also just wanted to throw out the dish. I grew up in Liberty. It was a great Chicago-style deep dish place, and you can still get their pizzas at, like, the grocery store and stuff, but just a really, really good deep dish pizza.
Cool. Daniel, thank you. And Artigo...
You are welcome.
Or Artigo. I'm not actually sure which way you pronounce that, but Kasim, you're also recommending it.
Yes, Artigo is how I pronounce it, but I'm recommending Artigo Pizza for the Formaggio Pizza, and I like to think of it as almost like molten lava just pouring into your mouth. That's salty and creamy. And yeah, but it's a mix of cheeses. The base is an Alfredo sauce and cream cheese, but that's topped with mozzarella, provolone, and Parmesan and Romano. So it's just an ultimate cheese pizza. I also love the environment / experience at Artego Pizza. I wouldn't call it a sports bar, but it definitely has that vibe. So if you want to go for a happy hour one afternoon, that's a perfect place to go and grab pizza.
Let's talk to Susie in Kansas City. Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go on with your recommendation.
I can't believe nobody said this yet, because Pizza 51 is the best pizza in Kansas City.
Tell me more. Everybody has that claim for their place. You got to defend it.
Well, they have the gigantic pizzas. It's someplace that I always went when I was in college, but they have the huge pizzas. It doesn't have a ton of sauce or a ton of cheese on it, but you can get a big slice that's so big that I can't eat the whole slice in one sitting. But you get to get, I always do the 5 toppings for $6. And, like, I get artichoke hearts, Roma tomatoes, chicken, black olives, and spinach on it. It's the best combo. But everybody that I take there loves it. It's kind of like a pizza and beer sort of place.
Okay, cool. Well, Susie, thank you. And so I don't see that on anyone's list, but...
Can I just say that college pizza should be its own pizza category?
I agree.
It really should be. Yeah. The type of pizza that we eat in college is cheap and delicious and huge and filling. And, you know, it's meant to do all of those things well, and it does. And we would never eat it out of college. Once we've moved on with our lives, we never look back. So hear, hear to the college pizza.
And everyone has their own favorite pizza.
That's right.
And it's all of it valid,
that's
I
right.
feel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's talk to Craig in Kansas City. Hi, Craig.
Hi. Well, I like Capini's are the best in town. I always get the Eduardo, and it's got red onions, potatoes, a white sauce, and Italian sausage. And I add portobello mushrooms to it.
What kind of crust comes on the Capini's pizza? Do you know?
It's a really thin crust, and it's kind of crunchy, but it's still good enough. You could fold it still, and gigantic pizzas and gigantic slices, too.
Foldability is turning out to be much more of an important factor than I had given it credit for. Craig, is that one of the selling points for you?
Not really. I mean, but you can never – the pizzas are so large, and the slices are so large that if you want to manage it without – you know, making a mess, I think you have to do that.
Well, thank you, Craig.
And, if you have to reheat it, you know, you're going to have to fold it, because unless you reheat it in the oven, it doesn't work well.
Okay, well, this is sounds like an experienced pizza eater. But Cupini's, I had not heard about their pizza before.
I haven't either. I've just had their pasta.
Yeah, me too.
Well, so, food critics, if each of you had time to just recommend one final pizza from your list, what's it going to be? Mary?
I would make the trip to Lawrence, to Limestone Pizza. It's a Neapolitan-style pizza, but what distinguishes it for me is that instead of just a few leaves of basil, and it's, you know, hit and miss whether you're actually going to get a bite of that basil, they drizzle basil oil. It's not pesto. It's just basil and oil that's been blended together. They drizzle that over the pizza. It gives it so much more flavor than basil leaves, and it really makes that pizza.
Cool. So that's Limestone Pizza in Lawrence. We've got a caller who we sadly will not have time to take, but Jeff in Lawrence is also recommending Limestone, as well as 715 or 715. I'm not quite sure. But yeah.
That's a good one, too. Definitely.
Also a vote for that from you, then, Mary.
Yep.
And then, Jenny, what's your final, like, if we're going to just have one more from your list, what's it going to be?
So since the previous caller invoked the name The Dish, which is known for their Chicago-style deep dish pizza, I know we have some lovers of that out there. Green Mill Restaurant and Bar, located off of 87th Street and I-35 next to a Holiday Inn, is one place that you can go to get Chicago deep dish pizza that is really pretty good. Rossetti's is another one, and it's a little pizza place over off of College. So there are two places actually in town where you can find deep dish pizza. I have not had Rossetti's, sadly, but I can attest to Green Mill. It's quite good.
And Kasim, your final pizza recommendation for the day.
My final one would have to be the Wise Guy at Home Slice Pizza. It's right in Crossroads, right next to Power and Light District. But I love the Wise Guy because of one ingredient, and it's the fennel sausage. While it's subtle, it's a palatable, you know, flavor from the fennel, and it's the only pizza I get from there because of the fennel sausage.
Is that a house-made sausage?
Yes, it is.
So the sausage makes the pizza in this case.
It does.
All right, so that's the Wise Guy at Home Slice Pizza. And on our way out, we are getting a recommendation from a caller for a JJ's Pizzeria in DeSoto. Anyone tried that?
No.
I have not.
So on our way out, that's a pizza to try. JJ's Pizzeria in DeSoto. And we're going to have to leave it there. But it's been so much fun today. Let's say goodbye to our critics, Kasim Hardaway. It's been fun having you on today.
Thank you for having me.
What's your Instagram again?
It's at KASIMJ Hardaway.
And Mary Block, blogging about food at Around the Block. Thank you, as always.
My pleasure.
Last but not least, Jenny Vergara, managing editor of Feast Magazine in Kansas City. So fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our list of the best pizzas in Kansas City, crust by crust, will be found at kcur.org in time for the weekend. You can listen to any of the week's shows at kcur.org/Central Standard. The show is produced by Melody Rowell with Chris Young, Coy Duggar, Suzanne Hogan, and intern Salisa Kalakal. Sylvia Maria Gross is our senior producer. We had help this week from Brian Ellison and Michelle Tyrene Johnson. Thanks so much for jumping in. Linda Scher runs the board for us every day, and our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman.